LNB's audio diary for the 25th of December, 2023. It is a Monday and it's just about 9 o'clock in the morning. I am leaving right now the shelter I did go in today. Today is Christmas Day. Don't know if you celebrate. If not, doesn't matter. I wish you a good day either way. They have a skeleton crew there and they are not open to the public today. But there is a, you know, I just came in for the rabbit. The guinea pig, did I mention this? The guinea pig was adopted. This was late last week. So the guinea pig is no longer there. Very happy that he found a home. That's a good thing. And it's a little faster and easier for me, at least right now, till they get more guinea pigs or more rabbits or more whatever. At any rate, I came in today because otherwise they got to do it. And they want to get out as fast as they can. So they're just going to, you know, they take care of the animals. Someone's there until, I think, 1 o'clock-ish, 1:30, something like that, where they'll put down, like, they feed as soon as they get in. They feed the dogs as soon as they get in. And then they'll throw down food for the afternoon. No, actually, I take that back. There are some animals that need it, a mid-meal, like puppies and stuff. They have to eat all the time. But someone else is coming in this evening to take care of the evening meal. So that, yeah, that I did hear about. So, yeah, the animals are covered today. And there is a cat person who came in. She's a volunteer. Very reliable. She's there on Sundays usually, but she agreed to come in. She came in yesterday and came in this morning. So I think they'll be okay. They'll be taken care of. It was cold last night, down around 10 degrees Fahrenheit. And very cold, but clear. It's bright, it's sunny. There are clouds, but they're all high cirrus clouds, and they're fair weather clouds. But so it's very bright, very clear, very cold, and very Christmassy in a lot of ways. We got a little bit of snow the other day, but it was mostly rain. And this was not the 24th, the 23rd, and that's important because come the 24th, it was just about as cold as this. But all of that moisture caused tons and tons of frost on everything, and including the road. The road was incredibly frosty and slick, right? All that frost being driven over by people and then freezing again became black ice. It was black ice all the way into town and all the way back when I was leaving yesterday. That was some spooky stuff. It was gone, of course, by, I don't know, not even by noon. It was gone long before that. But when I was driving on it, it was a little bit scary. But today, this morning, it was just as cold last night, but the roads were absolutely fine the whole way. I say that, but right now I see a little bit of ice, but I'm driving out of it into the sunshine and we're fine. We're fine. So, I have been working on All He Surveys. I'm still on chapter 15 right now. 15 is a strange one. As I've said, one I thought I worked on a lot. In fact, I have. I've worked on it quite a bit, but it needs more. And it's a pacing issue that I found. And I don't often recognize those in my own work. That's a weakness of mine as a writer. I don't often catch the pacing of my own work. Other people will later. And they'll often let me know about it. They'll say, it drags here, it drags there. Well, whatever, I tried. But even I can tell there's a pacing issue in chapter 15. That is to say, it's much faster than, see, pacing in stories, in novels and the written work, and probably in other mediums too, but this is what I know. The thing about it is that it's subjective, right? But not only to the viewer. That's true. It is subjective to the viewer, but it's also subjective based on, or I should say conditional or contextual, based on the rest of the work, right? What the pacing was like before and after this particular segment that you're talking about, in my case, chapter 15. What has been the pacing like throughout the rest of this book? And what's the pacing like throughout the rest of my work, right? Because if you're familiar with my stuff and you come to this book and the pacing's radically different, you're going to notice that. And it might be jarring. And it might be inappropriate. You might say, it didn't feel right. It didn't feel like his work. In some ways, some readers might think that's a plus, right? But overall, that's not something you're shooting for. It's not something you want. You want stuff to flow. You don't want people thinking about, man, that bit was, I don't know, that seemed quick, or God, this is dragging. You don't want those thoughts in people's head, because if they're thinking that, they're not paying attention to the story. You know, I've talked about this ad nauseum in the past, but pacing matters quite a bit, especially in an adventure story. And it's something that I'm, you know, I didn't realize I had a problem with on 15, because again, I've worked on it so much, but I see it now. So I have to go in, I have to figure out why it seems like it's going, I think I have an idea why I think it's going so quickly. And that's because stuff happens fast, and I don't preface it as much as I should. There's not as much, I think there's not enough character work in it, frankly. That includes dialogue, but also elements that are indicative of character, and I've corrected a little bit of it. But there's more to go, and I think I know where the biggest trouble section is. There's also a detail, an element to the story that I have to fix. You know, something happens in this chapter, and it's hard. I'm not going to go into it because it's a spoiler, but there are elements that need to be corrected for that to make a little bit more sense. So I have, I have a lot of work to do on it, even though I thought it was, I thought, wow, I'll just breeze through this, give it the old rubber stamp and move on. But no, it needs more work. So, that's where I am there. I've been working on the role-playing game quite a bit. More than I should have. I should be working on the book, but whatever. It's my month off. I don't have to work on the book. And I'm seeing areas of the Star Drifter rules for the game to be where I'm greatly deficient. Now I know, and I have known for a long time, that I need to completely revamp the starship rules, or at least go through what I've got and flesh it out and make it make more sense. I also have to build out things. I was listening to the latest episode of Among the Stars. Hey, Kyle, if you're listening, hey, everybody over there. And they're talking about upgrading their ship. And I don't have any rules for that. I didn't have any rules in the version they're using, and they're using an older version of the rules. But I don't have any rules for it now, right, in the new version. So that's something that's got to get fixed. If you want your ship to be better, if you want to increase the rating of the ship, then you're going to have to do what? I got to figure that out. So, and how much is it going to cost and all of that? And in the stories, the cost of upgrading a ship is probably appalling. But I don't even have costs of ship. How much does it cost to have a ship? And all of that stuff. And, you can't put a space opera game out on the market and not have rules for that. And by market, I mean, not that I'm going to be selling this. I don't think I will. Or if I do, it'll be one of those pay what you want type of deals. I think most likely what I'm referring to when I say the market is just the competition for people's attention, right? You're competing with every other role-playing game that's out there, but every other board game as well, and everything else, absolutely everything else that they could spend their free time doing, right? You're competing with all of that. And that's the market I'm talking about. So, why should someone play Star Drifter, especially if they're not a fan of the books already, right? If they don't know the stories and they don't know the books, why would they pick up Star Drifter as opposed to something else that's more polished? There's no particular reason to. So, I want to give them better reasons to do it. Now, Something that has become increasingly clear to me while I'm working on these rules is that I need to structure the whole thing much, much better than I'm doing, right? Now, right now, I've been working in LibreOffice, which is, you know, like an open source Microsoft Word sort of replacement. You all know what it is. I've talked about it many times. And it's a very complicated thing. I'm sorry, but, you know, even though I'm a writer, I don't really understand word processors very well. I never use those things, right? I don't use a big word processor when I write. And I've talked about my process, so I won't go into that. But I use much simpler tools when I'm working. And this requires more than just simple tools, at least as far as I can tell. As far as I'm concerned, it does. And I'm not a good, you know, so in other words, I don't know what I'm doing, so I don't quite have it organized the way it looks. It shouldn't look the way it does. It just looks dreadful in a lot of ways. And it's not organized properly, and it's hard to find things and all of this other stuff. So, I don't know why it took me this long to figure it out, but what I need to do is to break up. You know, I'm working on the next version of the rules right now. So what I need to do is to break this up and have separate documents for the different sections that I'm working on, right? And I think, in other words, I need to be much better organized about this than I am. And I guess it'll probably start, I'm going to break it up. Now, I've identified like four parts to the book, right? Or to the rule book that I need to do. One is the rules. One is the setting and background, you know, materials. You know, all the stuff that talks about the alliance and all of that stuff. Another is lots of, like a chapter that includes pre-rolled characters, a couple of games, probably some tracking material, you know, tracking sheets. I have a whole, I'm not going to get into it right now, but I worked very hard on, for a couple of days, on a tracking sheet for combat that includes pretty much everything a tabletop game master would require to keep track of everything if you were including all of the optional rules that I've come up with so far. And I have some really strong thoughts about that, as it turns out. Excuse me. So, I don't know if this is going to be the final version of any kind of tracking tool, but it seems pretty clear to me that a tracking tool of some sort would be very useful, so that I would include that in this chapter as well. And then finally, a section that includes things like character sheets, you know, that you can copy and use, blank character sheets and blank ship sheets. Yeah, extra, like, pre-rolled ships and stuff would be in that previous chapter. And then, you know, all of that crap at the end would, you know, I'm not entirely certain I'm going to separate it all out, but there'll be a separate chapter for that. So four chapters, you know, you have the rules, the background, adventures and characters, and then the tools, as it were. I think I'll start by having folders, directories for each of those sections. And then inside those directories, I will create documents and focus solely on the rules or the different sections that I need inside of those chapters, right? So for the rule book, that's going to be broken down into a whole bunch of sections, but I haven't figured out what they're going to be just yet. Maybe one just on rolling up characters, one that that covers the basics of the game, like the skill rolls, the character roll, all of that stuff. Have sections on all of that stuff. I don't know. I'll have to figure it out. But breaking it down into more manageable sections will make it much easier to find things when I'm looking for them. And I think that's important, you know. Obviously, like a section on skills. I'll have the skills there and probably things that are associated with skills. I don't know. And then when I finally have things where I think they ought to be, I'll be able to assemble it a little bit easier and maybe mix and match. And it's the layout, the structure of the thing that I'm finding very challenging right now. You know, how do you, like, I have a section on combat, but you seem to see like two or three sections on combat, but each one is addressing a different aspect of combat, right? Like, so one is about how you actually fight. And then I have another section on damage that you might take and what you do about the damage. You know, getting healed or the effect the damage has on you while you're playing, while you're still in the middle of combat or trying to do things. And I have these all separated into different sections, and I don't know if they all should be or if they should in fact exist in a like a single overarching chapter, right? And then exactly where they're gonna, because like the section on damage, you know this is what happened, because I have optional rules for body zone, right? You get hit in a particular part of your body and this is the effect it has on you in combat. So I assume that should go in combat, right? But also damage and healing, right? And then I have a whole section on healing and what it means, because you can get healed for the, you know, for hit point damage. But there's also things like stun. And now I have rules about stress, right? Stress in the game and the long-term effects of that. And that probably belongs in a section on healing or health or whatever. So how do I separate all this, you know? I don't know. I'm going to have to play with it and find out. So, I don't know. That's where I am right now, where I it's gotten big enough, and I've been fighting with it long enough that I do believe I need to have a better handle on the organization, you know? Big projects. I always go through this. I'll start it and I'll be really excited, and I think I'm really got a handle on it, and I really understand what's happening, and they grow to the point where it becomes clear that I have no idea what I'm doing anymore. So we're gonna have to step up, because the book is getting big, you know? Right now it's about 140 pages of just text, and I think it's probably not even half of what I need just yet, size-wise. So it's going to be, it's going to be a respectable size, and a project like this, I've never done anything quite like this before, nothing on this scale. So it's a learning curve. I'm enjoying it, but it's a lot of work, and I'm nowhere near done. Nowhere near where I want to be before I release it into the wild, like put it on, drive-through RPG or something like that. So, no, not yet. Anyway, I hope you have a wonderful day, dear listener. And I don't know if you celebrate, but if you do, Merry Christmas. If not, have a wonderful day. And if I do not get back to you between now and the new year, I may. But if I don't, have yourself a tremendous new year.